Welcome again, our dear listeners. It's Wednesday, October 18, 2017. This is Izzat Wannas, kbcradio.com. Today, we continue our dialogue about ESL students, but from another aspect. Our guest today is the one who makes a difference. One day, he was an ESL student, but now he teaches English for ESL students. Professor Noel Colosso, a peers teacher for 17 years, and he has a lot of stories to tell us about. Good afternoon, Mr. Colosso. How are you today?
Very good.
Good. How was your beginning as an immigrant to U.S.?
It was very difficult. My dad was not here for the first year and a half. So my mom, my brother, and I had to struggle. My mom was basically a single parent until my father came from Iraq. That's where I was born.
Yeah, does the language make any stress on you or something like this?
Fortunately, I was blessed to grow up in a home that spoke English. My father and mother spoke English to one another. And so I grew up learning English as well as Arabic and Farsi and Armenian. So I had the blessing of multiple languages in the same household.
Yeah, great. It's four languages. It's very good. At teenage, there is usually someone or something that affect our future plan. Who or what was that for Colosso?
Thank you for asking. You know, my father was a tremendous instrument for good in my life. When we first came to the United States when I was 13 years old, he said, "Noel, if I came here at your age, I would learn as much as I can about this country and just excel." And today I hold two master's degrees just because he encouraged me to study. Another person that really helped me is my Heavenly Father, who loves me so much that he sent his only son to die on the cross for my sins. And men and women need to respond to that and see that eternity, is a wonderful place, and we can be with him. And because I listened to both my Heavenly Father and my earthly father today, I have benefited greatly, in so many ways. I'm blessed.
Yeah, great. You said you have you got two master's degrees?
Yes, sir.
How long does this take with you?
It took 13 years of hard work, study and struggle, but I made it through. And I love to learn, and I'm still learning. Even today at 61, I'm learning how to manage life, how to invest in other people, invest in just so many things that that God has given me opportunity to invest in.
Yeah, great. Then you have two master's degree. Why you choose to be a teacher?
You know, I enjoy teaching so much. I think it's a God-given talent and ability that I would even teach. I do teach for basically as a volunteer. So even if peers didn't compensate me for teaching here, I would still love to come and teach. I just enjoy teaching so much.
Yeah, and you succeed in this, I feel that.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Thank God.
One day you were an ESL student, and now you teach English to newcomers. How does that affect your teaching process?
You know, it took me many years to get here as a teacher. It took me 3 years of Pierce College, where I did most of my undergraduate, then 2 years at California State University Northridge for my bachelor degree, then 2 years to finish a master's degree in TESOL, teaching English as a second language. So it takes perseverance and hard work. And, God has blessed that ability, and today I'm fortunate to do what I love to do.
Yeah,
to teach.
Yeah, this is good. But I mean that you felt how ESL students feel when they try to learn new language. So does this affect your process? Does this make you try to help them a lot or do something different than any teacher do?
Well, Because I came here as a young person, as an immigrant, and we struggled, my brother, my mom and I struggled, even when my father came, we struggled to learn how to live in a new country, in a new society. You know, starting at minimum wage, my dad would have to drive to downtown Los Angeles. And I realized that, you know, it takes a lot of hard work to be successful here. And that's what I learned. So in high school, I started taking classes above and beyond my high school. I took classes at West Valley Occupational Center. Then I transferred at Pierce, and I took like 120 units here at Pierce. Oh. Just a lot of units, more than 100, because I enjoyed learning. I enjoyed learning about auto mechanics. I enjoyed learning about geography, about agriculture. So really love to learn, and I just want to pass that on to my students to see that there's so much benefit in finishing a degree and finishing a certificate and being qualified, trained to do a good job at something.
Yeah. Then you enjoy learning and you enjoy teaching also.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You were my first teacher I met at Pierce. So I'd like to ask you about something I cannot forget. Every class meeting, you write a sentence on the right side, upper right side on the board. I want you to talk about this. What do you mean with these sentences?
You know, behind every great man or great woman, there are books with messages of hope and love and courage. I draw from those books to encourage my students to a life of hope, love, discipline, courage, and self-control. And I want to encourage my students to ask counselors, to ask teachers, to ask God that things are possible in the United States that perhaps were not possible in their own country. There's so many freedoms that we enjoy, and I thank God for the freedoms that we have in the United States, that we can do greater things that were not available in Egypt, for example, were not available for me in Iraq, and to go for the peak, for the top of the mountain experience, you know, to achieve your highest goal. And that's what I encourage my students to do, is go for the highest goal possible. I had one student who came here and struggled with English, and today she's a physician assistant. And she says, "Mr. Colasso, thank you for encouraging me." And I just say, "Thank you for going to the top." Because of her hard work, she was able to do great things that she probably could not have done back home in Iran. And it's just wonderful to see that I have just a small infinitesimal input into their life, and I just thank God for that opportunity.
Yeah, great. Then you feel very happy to see your students.
I do. And seeing you in this radio station.
You encouraged me a lot, you know. I have many trouble in language at the beginning. Can you give us an example of this sentence and talk about it, please?
Sure. Just for example, you know, this book that we used in the classroom, Even More True Stories, the first chapter talks about love at first sight. And the story talks about a unattractive plumber, handyman, and a blind lady. And so I put in the thought on the board, as a man thinks, or as a woman thinks in her heart, in his heart, so is he. So this handy person didn't want to approach this blind woman, even though they were both single, because he felt that he was unattractive, that he would not be pleasant for her. And then she would not approach him because she felt that her blindness held back that relationship. But I can try to communicate that, you know, students, it matters what you think about yourself. And if you think you can't do it, you probably won't be able to do it. If you think you're, you know, at all, you know, not smart enough, then you're not going to make it. So it's very important to think, you know, positively as possible about yourself. And, you know, yesterday we talked about alcohol and, you know, how alcohol can disturb the mind. And, you know, we talked about drunk driving and how, you know, just calling an Uber driver would save you $30,000 in penalties in a DUI. And so, you know, things that are really important to these students, I bring into the classroom and I really encourage them to think that, you know, what you do matters. If you have too much alcohol in your system, do not drive. Call somebody to take you home because the consequences are drastic for the rest of your life.
Yeah. Then you talk about student, about self-image, how it should be positively.
Yes. It's very important, you know, to know that God loves them. There is no ugly people, that he wants a relationship with them through the person of Jesus Christ. And to know that somebody really cares about them, not only their teacher, but God who stands before them, who wants a relationship with them forever and ever, for now and forever.
Yeah. You know, you make me remember many stories about self-image. I remember some friend, he was drunk, and I'm a photographer, so I shoot some video for him while he was drunk. When he saw this, he stopped drinking again. You know, he stopped to drink. Okay, now I go back to this book, The True Stories, and I like this book a lot. I saw you still using it from 2013 when I was one of your students. Why you choose this book?
You know, it starts with a love story, like I just said, and it ends with a love story. It has life in the United States, friendship. It talks about how people can scam you, how to work hard, how to sacrifice, how to make something out of yourself, something great with God's help, of course.
Yeah, I felt that this book use like very easy language for second language students, right?
And I try to explain the words that are difficult and encourage the students to, if they want more explanation of a word, to bring their own dictionary and to, you know, get more information through the dictionary.
Yeah. I want you, in a few words, give some tips for new students.
You know, like I came to the United States when I was 13 from Baghdad, Iraq. You got to work hard, complete your college education, get a degree in a field that you love and enjoy, that promises, an open field, that there's many jobs available. Continue asking for advice from counselors, teachers, friends that you know, and always know that God loves you. He wants a relationship with you and through the person of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah, great. As I can say, expert teacher for ESL students, I want you to send some advices for teachers who teach, especially at Pierce College.
You know, if possible, go deeper with the friendships with the students. See them outside the classroom situation. Perhaps invite them to your home for dinner or go to their home. A lot of students love to have teachers come to their home. And that's what I try to do. At the end of the semester, I have a party for my students where my wife cooks and the students cook and we all enjoy a meal together. And that's an unforgettable experience for me. That I can share a meal with not only the students, but with their family members. And it just brings me such joy to participate in that, and especially in this wonderful teaching environment here at Los Angeles Pierce College.
Yeah. When I came to your class last week, I found students at the age of 20s and students over 50. How you can deal with both these ages?
You know, they all want to learn, and it's wonderful. And I try to meet their needs. I encourage them to come and speak to me after class if they don't have any, if they have any questions about any of the projects, the writing, the grammar, the vocabulary. I encourage all the students to ask questions during class. So I try to meet their needs in the classroom and outside the classroom after class.
Great. It's hard to end this enjoyable dialogue, but with the hope to meet you again, Mr. Coloso, to continue our discussion about ESL students, I'd like to thank you so much, Mr. Noel Coloso. Our dear listeners, with the promise to meet you next Wednesday, thank you all. This is Ezatwanas, kbcradio.com. Thank you.